Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Cora.
So I'm calling because you volunteered to discuss with us. You had some very specific objectives when you first started Brain Pain. And would you be able to tell us a little backstory on why you chose those objectives and then share your process in which you ultimately attained your goals?
Sure. You probably know that I had a number of projects going that I wanted to accomplish all of them. And one in that whole process was I wanted to be in a bodybuilding contest. There were a couple of challenges to that. One was I was about 45 pounds overweight. And the second one was I had started this twice before in my life. And things happened. Now, I don't know if those were real things or I just quit when the going got tough, but I had decided this time I was really going to accomplish it. And so in a period of a year, I lost the 45 pounds and competed in two contests.
And how does Brain Pain fit into this?
Well, having been a dieter for years, I understood very well the concept of set point. Now, this has been documented by nutritionists that, in fact, our bodies have a set point that, come hell or high water, they are going to maintain. So what happens when we go on a diet is our body slows down the metabolism. It says, oops, I'm not getting the food. I better slow down my metabolism so you can't lose the weight. And I, during this process, went through many set points like that, some of them physiological, like I just described, and a lot of them just psychological. It's like, ooh, I'm looking so different. Who is that? Was that me? Is that, I need to go back and look that other way that I'm more used to. And because of the training with Brain Pain, and particularly, I think, the alpha theta training, at those moments when I would be in those set points, which is basically resistance to change, because I knew of the balanced, brain state between alpha and theta, I could say, nah, just a set point. It'll be okay. Keep on the program. And as soon as I could get to that point of really letting go, I'd lose the weight.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It's very well articulated.
You're welcome. It was quite an amazing process, to be able to do that and see it. And not that it was always easy, but I had the awareness. I think the big thing was I was consciously aware because of the work with Brain Pain of what it should feel like, what it was supposed to feel like when it was okay to change.
Wow. So, and now it's been a little while since you've done the competition. You sent us a photograph, which thank you so much for that. What has your been experience been since you've done the contest?
Well, I think that's such an interesting question, Cora, because I think that's really where it shows in that for the first time after the contest, first time in my life, I had to eat. And I had to eat to gain weight, so it was a completely different awareness than I had, than my, my brain and my experience had, it was a new experience entirely for me. And in the past, that would have flushed out all sorts of fears about, oh my gosh, I can't do that, I can't eat to gain weight, I'll get too fat, and how about this, and then I'll be bad size, I was able to just set all that aside because, in fact, I had developed a new relationship with my physical self, and instead of being in a fight, we were working together, and so the point was eat and gain weight and be healthy, and then when we get to a certain point, you're going to stop, and because that'll be the weight that we want to be in the sort of the have the physical presence that we want to be at that point. So it's all sort of a matter of choice rather than being this sense of needing to control.
Right. That's excellent. So thank you so much, Samantha, for sharing this with us. And is there anything else you wanted to add?
Okay, well, you're most welcome. And I just, you know, it was, I can't say that it was automatic. I don't mean, certainly mean to say, oh, it was so easy because of that. But the joy of it was that it was just, I was able to kind of stand outside of the struggle while it was going on, and then it made the whole process just a lot more fun. So I think it's great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.